Genau, nö. Jo. Well, just gonna do some meditation this afternoon. So get yourselves set up. Get yourself comfortable. So I thought what I might do, not sure how this will work, but it might be worth a go. I'm just going to kind of meditate. I'm going to meditate and I'm just going to kind of tell you what I'm doing best as I can, okay? And not that you need to do what I'm doing necessarily, but just well, we'll just try it, don't worry. See what happens. Take a couple of deeper breaths in through the nose and out through the mouth. Just taking my attention down into my leg. Pull up my legs a little bit. Held. As I'm breathing in and out, I'm just imagining my legs beginning to relax. Feeling into the contact between my buttocks on the cushion and my legs on the floor. Having a sense of the floor and then under the floor, I'm imagining the earth. Imagine that kind of spreading out into the room. And beyond into the immediate neighborhood. and if I can have some sense of its depth as well as its breadth. Imagine it going down beneath me. And if I can soften my face a little bit, I'm doing this. And to imagine my face kind of relaxing down through my body and through my legs into the earth. Makes any sense? Actually, my breath settled. I was in a bit of a rush when I got here. So my breath's a little bit ragged. Giving it time to settle down. Imagine my knees just moving away from my hips a little bit, so there's a lengthening in the thigh there, helping them let go a bit more. Come down into my soles of my feet now, just breathing my soles of my feet. I'm kind of imagining a sort of secondary breath. Linked with my normal breathing. As I breathe in, I'm imagining. And I'm drawing in a breath through the soles of my feet and it quite often find myself spending a bit of time breathing the feet. Sort of feeling into the feet. I do this just now, I've got an image of the eyes and the soles of my feet. Fine with white Tara, my dear. And eyes and her feet. Oh, softening my face a bit more, accepting it. So my breath beginning to a little smoother. Up through my feet, through the ankles, into the skin, quite aware of my feet and my lower leg. Noticing how they feel on the in-breath. The lower legs, the knees. How they feel on the out-breath. Sort of letting go in the legs, so I do that. A little bit of a kind of tidal sensation in my leg. Kind of breathe in and out. Quite sort of subtle, little feeling. All of the calf muscles feel a little bit different on the in breath and on the out breath. Letting my legs kind of get heavier, the sort of feeling of them getting heavier, release a bit more. Coming up through the knees, soles of the feet up through the lower legs into the knees, and then feel the structure and feel the kind of roundness of my kneecap. Gently coming into the upper leg. Big bones. long, heavy bones of the upper leg. Big muscles in our upper leg, thighs. Still breathing up from the soles right up into my thighs and releasing back down on the out-breath. Knees still tending away from the hips. Just remember the image that Hackwin offers us about meditation. So this would be like sitting in a warm bath up to your waist. Water full of medicinal herbs, fragrant flowers. You just fully let go in the legs. Starting to feel quite a nice connection with the earth now. Strong, stable faith. Slightly adjusting my head. To bring my attention into the buttock, pelvic floor. And if I can just find a little bit of movement in the pelvic floor as I breathe in and out. You feel it very subtly, opening downward from the in-breath. By how to explain a bit. the gap in the pelvis. Notice there's a bit more weight on one button than the other. Some kind of a felt image of the pelvis. Imagine in the pelvis just kind of breathing, just very slightly kind of opening a bit, just kind of slightly falling open. I feel that just is allowing me to let go and drawing a bit better. That strong feeling of my weight going down through my sticks and bones. The sense of the earth under me. A little bit like the earth is coming up slightly as I breathe in. Strong sensation the perineum just I can imagine just opening that bottom root. The energy of the earth. I'm quite sure what that means. Quite a nice feeling to imagine the earth kind of breathing under me as I breathe. Strong sense of the world around me, and the earth under me, and the all of the legs and pelvis kind of breathing very gently as I breathe. stuff in my head a little bit. I'm trying. And if I can open up the back of the skull a little bit, I want to respond to the sky above me. That when we invoke the earth, we also invoke the sky. Brightened up this afternoon in London. A nice weather. Very gently encouraging it. You might call it image, it's not really visual, but let's call it an image of the earth under me and the sky above me and beginning to see if I can make the posture in relation to the sky above and the earth below. The face relaxed a bit more. Release the jaw a little bit there. Just very gently pushing the back of the head up towards. Drop the chin very slightly, so I'm getting this sense of just opening up the back of the skull at the base. Now releasing the crown upwards. Quite a lot of sensation on my scalp. I do the just breathing in and out of a sense of the vast blueness above. The rich, dark earth below. Beginning to feel into relationship between my skull and my pelvis. And if I can release my skull upward, my pelvis down. and just let my body, just respond. Breathing the posture, breathing trying to use the breath to sort of loosen the torso, the shoulders, all the kind of bones. Some sense of my spine kind of snaking up through the body. Neck and the pelvis and the skull. Very sort of gentle ripple. As I breathe, just moving up the spine. Imagining the spine kind of loosening. The face relaxes. Myself feeling into the front of the body, right from the low down above the pubic bone there. Feeling how the lower belly. Navel down to the pubic bone. Breathing. opening up a little bit, opening the armpit up a little bit. Moving our upper body. The front diaphragm and the third effect. And the rib cage. More like it's a swinging open. Breathe. Into the heart and lung area. It was quite sort of intense, really. Just going to stop talking now. for today. And see you tomorrow. Have a nice evening if you do one. Go and meditate more. You can join me at 7 o'clock. My normal class. Anyway, if not, I'll see you tomorrow morning. And, yeah.